Rogan leaned back and studied me. An imperceptible shift took place in the way he sat, in the line of his shoulders and in his eyes. Apparently, we were done talking about work. What?
I missed you. Did you miss me, Nevada?
He said my name. No.
Not even a little bit?
No. Never thought of you. Just because I usually chose not to lie didn't mean I couldn't. Rogan grinned, and all of my thoughts went to the wrong places. He was almost unbearably handsome when he smiled. Stop it.
Stop what?
Stop smiling at me. He grinned wider. Why did you even get involved in this? Trying to punish your cousin?
Yes.
Lie better.
Nice, Miss Baylor. That was a partial truth, and you still tagged it. Been practicing?
None of your business.
Prickly.
I hadn't just been practicing. I'd been actively working on getting better. I studied my books, I worked on arcane circles, and I experimented with my magic. I enjoyed it, too. Using my magic was like stretching an aching muscle. It felt good. You're not answering my questions. Why should I answer yours? He surveyed me, his eyes half closed, as if wondering if I were a delicious snack. I had an image of a massive dragon circling me slowly, eyes full of magic fixed on me as he moved, considering if he should bite me in half.
Dragons?
Oh, crap.
I wondered why I kept getting dragons around you. You think I'm a dragon.
Don't be ridiculous. His smile went from amused to sexual, so charged with promise that carnal was the only way to describe it. I almost bolted out of the chair.
Big, powerful, scary dragon.
You have delusions of grandeur.
Do I have a lair? Did I kidnap you to it from your castle?
You have some strange fantasies, Rogan. You may need professional help.
Would you like to volunteer?
No. Besides, dragons kidnap virgins, so I'm out. Why had I just told him I was not a virgin? Why did I even go there?
It doesn't matter if I'm the first. It only matters that I'll be the last.
You won't be the first, the last, or anything in between. Not in a million years. Rogan, I'm on the clock. My client is in the next room mourning his wife. Stop flirting with me.
Stop? I haven't even started.
I pointed my bottle at him.
What does that mean?
It means if you don't stop, I'll dump this bottle over your head and escape this compound with my client.
I'd like to see you try.